Time is 6:06 PM on February 14, 2024. I'd like to call this meeting of the Charter Review Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Yes. Commissioner Disharoo?
Here.
Commissioner Hopita?
Here.
Commissioner Lopez?
Here.
And Commissioner or Vice Chair Buddy?
Here.
And for the record, Nzunza and Glenn's are not here.
Okay. So we will go to the consent calendar, item 3.1, approval of the November 8, 2023 meeting minutes. Does anybody have any comments other than the fact that my last name is spelled incorrectly the last time I was in there?
I'll make that change.
I move to approve.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? No? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No opposed? No abstentions? This is 4-0-0. Public comments. Public comments is a section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. We have... Looks like a long...
We have two public comments for item four.
Yeah, they look they're from the same person.
Yeah,
correct.
They're e-comments.
Yeah, they're e-comments.
No in-person comments.
Yeah. No, I don't see anybody here, so we only have the e-comments. Does everybody have a chance to read the comments? I'll go ahead and the commenting period for public comments is now closed. Have we had enough time to read the comments?
May we comment? Or is that we're not at that point yet?
You can't discuss the public comments. You could refer them to staff to agendize an issue if you wanted to at a future meeting.
Oh, I see.
Or you can typically ask basic clarification questions if staff can answer them, but typically not. Since it's not an agendized item, you couldn't discuss it.
I have a clarification
sure.
question. One of the comments seems like he was complaining about the process itself. First Amendment. And, he's complaining about, the online comment system.
Which one are you talking
yeah.
about?
This packet right here, this thing. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, because he was looking over the agenda, and then, so I don't know if we could handle this, because it looks like it's a process system, not so much a charter review thing.
Yeah, the system for submitting comments or for posting agendas is a software system that we use.
Yeah.
So it's provided by an outside vendor. So we typically, we have kind of the platform that they provide us, if that's what you mean.
So I guess we can't address this comment because it seems like he had a...
I don't really completely understand the comment, so I couldn't speak on...
I was about to say, what is this?
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't clarify really what his comments are because I don't really understand them myself. But yeah, it wouldn't be anything we could discuss, but if you had a question that you wanted to schedule for a future discussion, we could.
Actually, can we just refer it to the software vendor to see if there's any issues that they can fix relative to this comment?
I don't understand what the issues are, though. Do you understand
I'm just saying, send this on to the software vendor so they can...
Okay, I can ask if they will. I don't know if we get charged for that or how it happens, but I can ask the clerk's office.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if we don't have a clear question, I would not want to burden them, but I think posing the question is okay.
I can ask the clerk's office
yeah.
if they have any
yeah.
information.
Yeah, I think that's a prudent action. You know, if it's free and they have a subject matter expert that could look at it and
yes.
within 30 seconds go, this is what he's talking about, and it's a glitch we could fix, or...
I'm not even certain that there is a glitch that's been referred to, but
I'm not suggesting there is.
I'll send it to the clerk's office, say, hey, is there anything here that you're seeing that might be something that needs to be corrected or that you can flag?
You corrected to the extent that maybe better language regarding instructions about how to follow the process kind of thing.
Okay.
Any other? So we're done with public comments. Item 5.1, the next item on the agenda is selection of the chair and or vice chair for fiscal year 2023-2024. Do the commissioners have any clarifying questions for the staff before we go to public comment on this? We don't have any public comments on this.
No public comments. And just for the commission's awareness, obviously Chair Schofield is not here. He had to resign due to other issues in his life that needed his attention, so he was sad to send us that information. Obviously, we were sad to see him go, but that's why you see this item on here. When a chair does step down, then you do need to nominate a new chair and vice chair. That person would serve for the remainder of this term, which would be through June 30th, 2024, and then you would select a new chair and vice chair for the next year, fiscal year.
Okay. So, discussion.
Well, we haven't received any public comments, correct?
No public comments.
Okay, so discussions?
So you're up for just finishing out, or do you, should we nominate you for next year term if you want to take it, or?
Why don't we just, especially since there's only four of us here today, we have a quorum, so that's fine. But, I mean, if you want to nominate me to finish out the term of the chair, I'd be willing to do that.
Great. That would be my only question, is as long as you want to do it. That's where I'm coming from. I think we would benefit from your service if you're willing to do it. So that's my discussion. Unless someone else wants to pony up.
We would have to also nominate a vice chair
for the
remainder of the term as well.
Correct.
So we would have to nominate somebody.
Would we do those nominations today?
Yes, you can do them today. And it's usually a better practice to try to get someone in those positions as soon as possible, since you would not want to leave those positions vacant.
Yeah, Jan, if you're up to it, I think that's a great call for you to finish out the term.
So now
it's the vice chair dialogue,
yes,
right?
Yes, anybody interested?
Willing to do it, but don't have a burning desire to do it. If someone is just aching to throw their hat in the ring.
You know me so well, Dean. But hey, you guys have been around here longer than me, so I respect it. I'd love it. I respect the seniority here at the commission as well. So.
Yeah, I'm not a seniority guy. If there's a burning desire to do it, I think that's the right candidate.
The fact that you're wearing a suit says a lot about organizing.
It's part of the job, man.
Well, if you guys are blessing with it, you know, I will officially put my hat in the ring.
Right on.
The blessing of this commission.
Yeah, I mean, I think a strong desire for someone that wants to do it versus I'm willing to do anything the city asks me within my power. But
okay, so first, do we have a motion and a second for me to be the chair for the remainder of the term?
I motion that you're the chair for the remainder of the term.
I second it.
Any more discussion? I'll vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No opposed. Any abstentions? No abstentions. Passes 4-0-0.
I motion that Victor Lopez serves the vice chair position.
I second.
Any further discussion? Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nobody opposed? Abstaining? Nobody abstained? 4-0-0.
Congrats.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And thank you.
Congratulations.
Great.
And appreciation.
Yes.
Okay, the next item is to appoint a Charter Review Commission member and a alternate Charter Review Commission member to serve on the interview panel for current vacancies on the Board of Ethics. We've been kind of rotating this around, so Victor served the last term, and so one of us should probably step up to help for the next term. Anybody have any?
I did it before. I enjoyed it greatly, and I'm willing to do it.
Okay. So that works
but,
for me.
The nature of my job doesn't allow... enough, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I nominate Dean to that position.
Second.
Victor seconds. Any further discussion? No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody opposed? Nobody's abstaining? So 4-0-0.
Okay.
We do need an alternate.
Yes, we do need an alternate.
Who would like to be the alternate?
Dana, I'm happy to do it. Be your alternate.
I motion that Victor be approved for the alternate.
Okay.
I second it.
Any further discussion? No? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody opposed? Nobody here to abstain? So 400.
And we'll contact, or Doris will contact both of you about the dates for the next interview panel. We do try to do it all in one meeting if we can, have an initial meeting to choose the interview questions and look over the applications, which you'll get in advance, and then just do the interviews right there.
I have the utmost confidence in flawless execution.
Perfect. Great. And thank you for doing that. The Board of Ethics is very appreciative of you guys helping them staff their board, so thank you.
And I think you would agree, you did that last round. It's just, it's so good to see very worthwhile candidates volunteer, and to be part of that is an honor.
The discussion is good, man. Good, robust discussions.
Okay, next item 5.3, discussion regarding potential charter amendment allowing suspension of a council member under certain circumstances. Do the commissioners have any clarifying questions before we go to public comment?
And if anyone's interested, I did bring copies of the previous version that was proposed that was proposed by the Charter Review Commission, which I think you three of you were on that commission. It was to add a section to the charter, which is section 304, which is not exist now.
Thank you so much.
What font size is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 12.
I call it cheater font. It's time to break
it. I forgot my reading glasses, so I'm like,
oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Do you want to borrow my reading glasses?
You sound like my board guys. I don't make the agenda too small.
Yeah, they might be kind of blurry.
These work good.
Perfect. That's what I'm here for. I was a Board of Ethics. Someone borrowed my glasses too. That's what I'm here for.
You guys always have the disposable 25-year-old eyes too, so if you need those.
I wish I did.
My parents play that card when we get done, so.
Well, you have a former baseball player eyes too, so.
You can see a ball coming.
Yeah, I'll see a fastball. I'll see a fastball 60 feet away.
We do have a public comment for an e-public comment on this one. Mm-hmm.
I'll take one for you.
Okay.
And that's actually perfect for my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got two pairs at home.
So, any clarifying questions for staff before we go to public comment?
Can I get two more minutes to finish reading them?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
We zip through the whole meeting so we can take our time on this. Mm-hmm. I should note for the record that Mike would probably be opposed to this. So.
Yes, Mike would definitely be opposed to it.
Oh, I don't know if I'm out of order. Chair, feel free to chastise me. I believe Commissioner Nsunza is running for office, right? Does that disqualify him from being commissioner? No?
No. If he were to be elected, then
he would have to. Okay, yeah. I see. Okay. I just saw the slate. It's like, that's interesting.
I think you should be chastised anyway.
And I think, actually, for the record, it was Nsunza and Todd Glantz also was opposed to this provision, if I remember correctly as well, but you guys would probably remember better. But I believe he also...
That reconciles with my memory.
Yeah.
But we're here now. Who drafted this? I'm sorry.
This was the previous Charter Review Commission proposed this along with a number of other changes to the... Actually, this even was in existence prior to this past recommendation. It was, I believe, even a previous recommendation of a couple.
It was one of the colored fonts, and we thought.
Exactly.
In the beginning, we thought, that seems good for what I call Special K.
Yes.
And then it got excised.
I like Special K.
You know, And this from all of the discussion.
And we excised it from special cases so we could make sure special cases.
No, I guess
this is before my time.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it went forward to council and council debated this provision specifically and council decided that they were not in favor of bringing the item forward to.
Oh, council shut it down.
So it's killed.
It's killed.
When was that?
That was before the more recent developments.
When was that? What year was that?
2020, it was Measure K was.
About 2020?
Measure K was on the ballot in 2022. Yeah. And so it would have gone to council in that year.
It was well before the recent brief.
So that's three new council members that weren't there?
Correct.
Okay, so this is a new council.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why we've been keeping it alive and kind of kicking it down the road.
Three
we've had, you know, some of the people that were here. I think now it's time to try to put it to bed.
So, any other questions before we go to the public comment? And then we'll go ahead and we'll have our comments after that.
Yeah, and there's no live public comments. So it's just the public comments that are submitted are just for you to read on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
But the public comment is actually kind of pertinent.
It aligns.
The whole reason why we're looking at this right now.
Yeah.
So the public comment is, you know, public comment is basically that they want something in the charter to allow council members to be suspended.
They also
mentioned that the salary should go into a trust account and only be paid to them if they're found to be innocent. Otherwise, the funds should be used for city purposes. That's a consideration. So that's the public comment. My comments, to deal with Mike's issues, his biggest issue is not having somebody representing that particular district while the person's suspended. And that's a legitimate, you know, you don't want to disenfranchise the district. So my thought was maybe we could add something that the council cannot do this unless they appoint a volunteer to the position within 4 weeks of issuing a notice of intent to suspend. Maybe add to the provision that the volunteer could get paid for time served if the member who is suspended is not reinstated. Otherwise, we can't spend the person's salary. If the person's reinstated, according to how we should be doing this, the person's going to be getting reimbursed for all the money that didn't collect while they were under suspension.
Yeah,
that aligns with what the public comment was, right?
Right.
We wouldn't have a double budget.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. So you'd have to appoint if they were gonna appoint someone during the suspended person's if the person's suspended, you would have to appoint someone using the process of appointment it would be an appointment process that's already accounted for in the charter unless you revise that as well.
I know there's an appointment process already accounted for in the charter because I'm actually gonna be drafting a letter to the city council members to talk about that.
Well, but you would do that only if the charter commission authorized you to do that.
No.
Okay.
That's going to be, because I forgot to put it on the agenda for this meeting, so we're going to put it on the agenda for next meeting. But we could also modify that to do a shortened time period for this particular type of vacancy. In other words, a suspension vacancy as opposed to any other type of vacancy. So
you could, but you would need the clerks. Remember the clerk talked about what it takes to create an appointment process? And you'd have to advertise, get applications, review applications, to the extent you have to confirm residency with the registrar of voters. You're right, you could theoretically do a quick one, but we put it to 45 days, I think, to give the public a chance to vet, and the whole point was
we
want to give longer,
so
there's more time
to
vet.
This is a special circumstance type of thing, and hopefully it won't come up all. But, so the reason we're talking about this now, is people's attitudes seem to have changed since the recent suspension. I will tell you that based on the December meeting that I was at council, and she's not my council member for my district, but I felt bad for her because half the people during public comment would just come up and rail at her, just for, 5 minutes, nonstop. And she just had to sit there and take it. You know, I talked to Megan about how do you keep a straight face while you're sitting on the dais when they're all doing all this stuff. But literally, it's probably better for her that she's suspended, she can focus on her defense and not have to take that garbage. And then the next issue is, how effective is she going to be if she's not suspended, trying to get things through the council under those circumstances? And again, this is just, you know, it's a suspension that the council would go ahead and enact themselves. If they choose not to do it, then they choose not to do it. But yeah. You know, my thoughts were, you know, take this, tweak it a little bit to deal with the potential disenfranchisement issue. Make sure that the person who's being suspended, they don't get any benefits other than their health benefits. I think that's really important. In other words, try to make this as fair as possible to the person who's being suspended. Those are my thoughts. Any other thoughts?
Well, you know, thinking out loud, the mounting a defense and being consumed with being charged is going to create a void of attention and commitment for any council member, right? So if they're there, it's going to be a significant distraction and a detriment to performance, I'll say. If you're suspended without a replacement, it's definitely a void and a detriment to performance because it's non-existent. But I don't see it being a huge delta. I don't understand the obstacles of getting a volunteer quickly to replace a suspended council person. And I think that's a process that I would prefer us all to understand, to try to insert verbiage to capture that concern. Because I do agree about that concern. I just don't know overcoming the challenge of following the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually like a really good point. I'm sitting here thinking, not only are they distracted, but say you can play both sides. Either they're innocent and, you know, it sucks, and or they're guilty and they're trying to ride the wave out. I mean, there's a very real scenario here where if they are guilty and there's like kind of a big vote coming up or whatever it may be, might as well go down swinging, right? And that's an option somebody could take and affect the decision-making. The decision-making being affected, that's a great point, Commissioner.
Well, and it's not just that. It's the holding of the council meetings themselves.
Yeah.
The people are just going to be focused on that one issue instead of providing positive
instead of moving forward
messages exactly for any issue that they're going to talk about in public comment, as opposed to just hammering on this poor lady who has to deal with the situation.
It's frustrating because I try to put myself, if that was me and I knew I was innocent, right? I'm gonna sit there and take that heat and ride it out because I know I'm innocent. And I know what you know, I'm confident my legal team will take care of me, whatever. But then at the same time, it's just if you're guilty, it's just like, how can you separate the business of operating on that commission and the votes, you know? But then it goes to like the foundation of our law, right? You're innocent until proven guilty. Like, should one suffer off of like a false or like, you know, a false claim or something like that, right? Like, but it's not every day people are getting.
That was the council's issue when they decided not to move forward this last time. Was the primary comments were that, like, our system requires you to be you're innocent until proven guilty, and so suspending someone based on charges, they didn't feel was appropriate. They felt like sometimes there are politically motivated prosecutions, and they just felt like having a clearer determination of someone's guilt was the better time to wait. But that was, again, the council that was sitting there previously. That was the majority of their conversation was about the due process issue.
It's the challenge that we faced is the complexity of theory, right? So it's hard to predict what a council person would feel. Are they innocent or are they guilty? If they're innocent, I would predict they're going to be very resentful of someone slamming them in the meeting, and that could degrade performance. I think the toll gate of, now that we've had the issue come up, gives us a better understanding of this, the complexities, I would say. And it is structured, this verbiage, without even addressing what Jan had brought up about a volunteer, it's a tollgate process that says, we're giving you the authority, you don't have to suspend somebody. Right. We would expect these elected officials to show due diligence And if something were overwhelmingly in the favor of suspending, they would take that step. If there was a lot of, you know, nebulous or, you know, just a lack of evidence that is clear or there's other reasons, they wouldn't take it. It is what I would predict in my theory of what would happen. I like it because it gives them an ability to do something that if they deem collectively they should be able to go forward, they have that authority. The Michael concern that Jan mentioned, I think that's valid. Once again, it goes back to the process. But the complexity of, you know, the theory of what would someone do if they were guilty or they weren't guilty, or the public concern and how they would perform. This thing just, to me, is an ability for us, now that we've had it happen, it changes the Charter Review Commission, in my opinion, to where we should put it back in front of them, edit it to address the valid concern somehow through the process, but present it back to them is where I'm at.
I guess my concern is the volunteer, because couldn't the council, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, couldn't the council make it politically motivated? And then let's say it's a person from there, that council member that's suspended is from the opposite party or whatever, right? And then the majority decide to plug in someone that is not truly representative of the district. I mean, I don't know if that was the problem that I heard last time. I'm trying to recall, like with appointed people from the city council, if that would be a I don't know if the public was critical of that or not. I think it was for people like finishing their terms, I believe. I forgot what the exact situation was, and there was criticism about that. So.
But does this language, are we, if they get suspended, or is are we saying that it's filled a vacancy or it's vacant?
Right now.
It gives, my suggestion would be this, like, allow the city council to choose if they want to go ahead and have a volunteer to appoint a volunteer. Otherwise, it will stay vacant.
Yeah. That's so the proposed those, edit to this.
It could be one of those situations, and again, that needs to be, as far as I'm concerned, it needs to be, the discretion needs to sit with the city council. For example, if it happens with 6 months left in somebody's term, are you really going to appoint somebody for that time period? No. So you got to give them the discretion to do that. But talking about what Edgar was saying, 303, it kind of helped the way it's written now. When you have a vacancy and somebody's being replaced, they can't run the next election.
Yeah.
So that kind of eliminates but it minimizes the political aspect of
So. Okay, thank you.
Tell me if you agree with this. For me, it seems like it's two headaches, and we have to decide which headache do we want to deal with more. Is it the headache of if we pass this language, you know, the headache of, yeah, like, as if you're the accused, you know, the headache of having to deal with, you know, having to be suspended, that's one side. Or do we deal with the headache of not having an efficient council, you know, maybe lacking a little bit of representation for X amount of time? Like, which one is worse? That, you know, for the individual or for the city? That's how I'm kind of seeing it right now.
And the point is, though, is that at least put language in there that allows the council to go ahead and make that decision.
Sure.
Because that's the decision that they would have to make. My thought is draft something that's as fair as possible, especially from the point of view of the person who's being suspended. In other words, you don't take away their health benefits or anything like that. That's really important, I think.
And also to caveat what Victor is saying is, it's just us sending it to the council.
Right.
You know, they've got to approve it, and the verbiage would have to be changed, and that requires.
Well, you know what? If we give them that option, Mr. Chair, if we give them that option to decide that, like, this is a commission. I feel like we're very non-political here, and the council, I can't with a real conscience say that it's the same situation there. You know, as a guy who's seen many cities and states operate, whatever. All that to say, I'm at the moment leaning to for us to have some more definitive language. And yes, at the end of the day, they have to vote on it. But I would want to know if maybe I would actually want to close the loop a little bit potentially and have them vote yes or no on what we on what we're proposing.
So, if I could, so City of Los Angeles allows for suspension of a council member who has been who is being charged with a felony related to abuse of office. That's what they limited it to. And their provision just basically declares it a temporary vacancy and authorizes the council to fill that vacancy in consistent with the rules for filling a vacancy in the charter.
So they
do have that provision. They're one of the few cities. I will tell you there are other cities in the state that have indicted officers currently serving in their council, and they do not have suspension provisions, but LA certainly does. And that's the way that they've formulated there. So it's a very simple addition. It's this basically constitute pending trial. This person can be suspended. The position can be is filled per the terms of the charter for temporary vacancies.
I had a question. Have we done a temperature check on this current city council? On what? Because the previous city council, obviously, you know, they floored or they shelved this. Have we done a temperature check on the current city council? If they're going to even consider it,
like, and the proposal is for somebody from the Charter Review Commission to be agendized on a city council agenda to go ahead and speak to the council about this issue to ask them whether or not they want us to work on this issue.
Okay.
To answer your question, I think a majority might not be inclined to do it, but I don't see how you could decline. Like, I don't see how you could fight against that given the current circumstances. I think the political climate would push anybody to support this.
The smart thing would be for them to tell us to go ahead and work on something and present them something, and then they can go ahead and say we don't like it. But if we make that presentation, I would propose that I go ahead and make the presentation and with somebody else if somebody else wants to go with me. But I like the LA ordinance too, because that actually makes sense. Because that really goes to an issue of...
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
Prepared for
ready
class.
Go.
It goes to the issue of, you know...
Bigger file.
The issue of, you know, abusing your office, well, that's definitely something I think everybody would agree that somebody should be suspended for, as opposed to, you know, Councilmember Carter's issue. It's like, okay, well, you know, how much does that relate to her ability to be a good council person? Something like that. So then the LA ordinance actually makes sense. And what we would do, making the presentation to the council, is say, look, we can make it broad, we can limit it, here are our ideas, here are our thoughts, this is the, and I would actually give them the old proposal just so they could see it, and we could talk to them about potential modifications and amendments and things like that, and have them let us know how they would do it. And it's the timing would actually probably work out well too, because eventually we're going to be looking at the ranked choice voting issue again too, once the city of San Diego passes it, so that we don't have to spend a lot of money ourselves, kind of thing. So, you know, making modifications, you know, having a charter review or having a charter amendment on a future ballot is probably going to happen. If not for this, then the ranked choice voting thing. So,
how soon could we get this in front? Like say you and I go present to the council. How soon would we be in front of them with this, with the language?
So given,
should we decide on something?
So given the agenda process timelines, the next, probably the soonest possible meeting, assuming that the commission by majority approves the message and make sure, the would be probably the meet. So we have two meetings in March. The agenda process is about a month out, so you may be able to make the March 20th, you could probably make the March 20th meeting.
Okay.
Because there's only the first 2 weeks in March are canceled. So that's probably about right, because it's a month out. The one thing I would just remind you of is that the statements to council need to be contained to what the commission approves. Like, don't go off script. Like, sure. Our municipal code requires that. So just whatever recommendation you're going to make, or if you're just literally asking for feedback, stick to that without making a recommendation unless the majority of your commission has approved that. We've been having issues with that lately, people kind of going off script a little bit.
Like what, like personal, like anecdotes?
Or just like adding a little bit of their own personal, like, opinion, or, yeah, and it's like, no, you really have to stick to what the commission has approved and suggested and not go off of that.
Very fair.
So our process would be, in order to hit that accelerated timeline, maybe you two work on addressing that verbiage, taking a look at what LA has done, editing this document with an insert to address those concerns. Then we call a special meeting to say, yeah, we're all in favor of that. And then you go to the council and you put a succinct, here's what we advocate that you look at. And then they make the call on whether they want to entertain it and consider it, or killer will.
Well, I was thinking more of that. More general, in other words, we're here to ask you if you want us to work on this issue. Mm-hmm. And we've done this before. Here's the prior proposal, and here are some thoughts regarding future proposal. Please let us know what you want to do. And then there you go.
Commissioners, I have to say, we are in a very good position to pass something good here. The political climate, the timing, I would really want to see us come up with some definitive language as soon as possible, and get the green light and push this forward.
We need their approval to even work on it first, though.
Sure, yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just so pretexting.
My suggestion would be for the March to, you know, for us to approve.
Parallel.
Victor and myself to go to the March 20th meeting and ask the council if they would like us to pursue creating a charter amendment regarding suspending council members.
So the one Brown Act issue we have in doing that today is that the item is agendized as just discussion and no action on it. So if possible, as Dean DeShroon suggested, you might have to call a special meeting. A brief meeting just to get together and vote on action and action to
When's the soonest we could do that?
All about the special.
The soonest you could do that is probably depending on everyone's availability. So we need to pull people. If you have some dates that you can come up with today amongst you, that might be helpful as a starting point so that we could then make sure we have a quorum and then we could just notice the meeting.
How's Wednesday, February 20th for everybody?
Don't have my calendar with
Wednesday, February.
We could also, after this meeting, like tomorrow, we could send out some potential dates and see, because we'd have to make sure the room's available. And then we could send out some potential dates,
or we could.
That would be good. And that way I can check
My calendar's always in flux.
My calendar concierge wants to approve.
And we can send out a couple so that people can give feedback
That'd
on what
great.
Might work for them.
Okay. So this is only discussion. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll just put an item that would be action on presentation to council.
Good.
Regarding the suspension. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's
That's
do
a good
it.
Plan.
Go, go, go.
I learned something new about the Brown Act then.
Yeah.
So we can't do an actionable item now. We have to do it. Okay.
If it had been
agenda.
The public may want to attend the meeting where we're going
to take action
as opposed to talking.
But hey, I mean, at least now we've thought about it, we can digest some stuff. I'm gonna spend a good amount of time. I'm taking this with me.
Yeah, please.
Well, look at that. But I told you what my thoughts are regarding
the council
modifying the former provision is regarding appointing a volunteer, reimbursement of pay, stuff like that.
I like the pay stuff on the health stuff.
Yeah, pretty much common sense stuff.
That's all very fair.
The issue we would have with having a volunteer / appointee at the same time that we have a suspended person whose pay might be back paid is that double budgeted item that would be in the council's budget. So,
what would be double budgeted?
If you pay
two people
a replacement, and then the person's
innocent. The volunteer is the volunteer.
So that's why you're saying.
We don't even have a structure for that, we don't, we would have to change quite a few things in the charter.
That's what I meant by the complexities.
That's not as simple. We can't just create a volunteer position.
I was wondering why you guys kept saying volunteer. Yeah, just like, I was like, isn't just a point?
We're all volunteers.
Yeah, well, the money is the...
A council position that's a volunteer
would be paid.
Yeah, yeah.
A volunteer would be free, right?
That's not...
Yeah. I just don't know if that's... Do people do that on the councils ever?
No.
Is there precedence on that? Free? A free volunteer?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, a low pay, right? And a council member, but I've never heard of someone serving without pay. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Minimum wage.
Coronado's like 2K or something like that.
Well, no, that's... So can you... Can the quasi-volunteer be somebody who works for $1 a week?
No, there's all kinds of rules about, like, pension rules. There's issues with, like, temporary employees. And I mean, there's a lot of HR issues with bringing someone on that, wow. I mean, right, it's not just as simple as just have someone come and volunteer for a couple hours. I mean, right, there's staff, there's office space, there's travel budgets, there's a lot of different issues involved in that.
Well, and travel budget, they should have the travel budget. It should stay there because the volunteers...
All these things that would have to be accounted for. Right, we need new. I mean, it's not as simple as just saying make it happen and figure it out. It's of course with government, everything is a million administrative layers of getting approval, appropriating funds, of those things. Wow. And what do you do with the staff that they have? For example, so that person's been suspended.
Staff is going to be doing the work.
Going to double staff. You're going to use that person's staff for the volunteer. I mean, there's
that's a why. That's why they
if the person's suspended, they're not working for the suspended person. They'll be working for the volunteer.
So they appoint their own. They are supervised.
No, the staff is going to stay in place.
That's not the way it works right now. So that would have to change. Right now, the council member appoints their person, and they are solely that's the discretion of the council member. So no one else has authority to hire or direct their appointed person. They're a hiree. So it doesn't.
The person who the council member, the suspended council member appointed, would still stay on because that person is not being suspended.
But they haven't been appointed by the suspended council member is no longer there who would be their supervisor.
The person who's going to take their place temporarily will be their supervisor.
That's not the way the policy and directives work.
Yeah, that's the complexities that...
I'm trying to throw some common sense into this thing here. Yeah.
Common sense?
I get that, but we have to work within the structure of the government we have. We can't just supersede rules without like an action to do that. I totally understand the frustration of the web of government actions, but we, and probably for some good reasons, as much as frustrating reasons, can't just undo them in the wave of a wand.
That probably goes to public comment 4.
Yeah. Trust me, sometimes I feel like you do, where I wish I could just change a lot of rules overnight, but on the other hand, sometimes it's nice not to be able to.
Rules.
We have a really good legal
suspending.
We have a
suspending the rules during the suspension.
It does. What rules? I mean, we'd have to describe what rules, how they would be replaced. It's not that simple.
Any rule that applies to the staff.
And replace them with what? I mean, right? All of these things would have to be hashed out in addition to the HR issues. So it's not that simple.
I hear you violently agreeing, and also, you know,
the staff should stay on. I mean, if the staff should stay on,
don't apply logic to the situation.
There's no reason why
that's probably. I think that's a good.
No reason why anything should change just because the council person's being suspended. Because that person, especially if it's.
I understand the desire for that. I'm just saying, in practicality, it doesn't work.
You got my vote, Mr. Chair.
How come it can't work like that in practicality?
Oh, there's a lot of things I wish couldn't work the way they do in reality.
ChatGPT might give me an answer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, done with that.
We're good.
Any other business? Let's see. Staff comments?
The only thing I was going to say is that I think the clerk's office has advertised, because you guys now have a vacancy. We'll keep you updated on that. If you know anyone that you think might be good to apply, please encourage them to apply. On the clerk's webpage, they have all the applications for commissions, so we do want to make sure you guys are fully staffed. So if you know of anyone, please encourage them to apply, and then we'll keep you updated on that appointment process.
So Commissioner Nzunza is still officially a commissioner until he wins the election. Okay.
Correct.
When he wins.
If he wins the election.
So, correction. Any other staff comments?
think so.
Chair comments. My comment will be on the our next regular meeting. I'll agendize the issue of Charter Section 303.C or C1 that we talked about before relative to adding time to to vacancies. So we'll agendize that. I'll have a letter ready to go to look at that meeting so that the commission can go ahead and vote on whether or not we can provide that to the council.
And do you want that? You want that for the next regularly scheduled meeting and next not the special meeting? Yeah, so you don't want to bring them together to council?
No, that would be too confusing. We don't want to confuse
too much spaghetti.
Okay. So then that'll be an action item, action on that. Okay.
Right.
Do we have to approve the text of that letter, or is that?
Yeah, so
generality.
He'll go ahead and add it to the agenda as an attachment, and you guys can approve it.
We'll do 12.5, I promise.
Yes, 14, I'll bring 16, my reading 18.1, as big as you want
to
make it. I'm sure the council
will see some of the leases I have to read. It's like, not only are they a gazillion pages long, they're like
the lease all
tiny, tiny little rabbit font, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those reading glasses are 1.5, right?
1. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect for me.
All right, any other commissioner comments?
I got one. As a reminder, we do not have the power to influence campaign contribution limits, right? That's not under the charter, that's under the... municipal code,
correct,
you said?
It's under the municipal code. And it is an item that's being addressed by both a subcommittee of council and board of ethics.
Is there anything we can do to...
It's not within the purview of the Charter Review Commission. As an individual, you could, when they agendize the item at council, you could speak as an individual and not on behalf of the Charter Commission. You're always welcome to do that.
That'll probably get me nowhere, right?
Oh, we have public comment all the time. You're welcome to do that, but yeah, as a Charter Review Commissioner, it wouldn't be within the purview of the Charter Review Commission.
So you're saying it's not in our purview? Can we pass something that would put it in our purview?
No, it's got to be in the Charter.
Yeah, it's not in the charter. It's in the municipal code.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's
you
want
to add it to the charter.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, you could always advocate for adding anything to the charter.
Yeah.
Something like a campaign contribution limit has to be changed on a regular basis.
Yeah, sure.
So,
I know it's like
if you had to
increases every year,
go
right?
to the so to change the charter, you have to have a vote at a general election.
Okay.
Which means that you'd actually have to pay to put something on a ballot to change these, like,
and
routine.
And have to get signatures to...
When the city puts something on the ballot, we don't have to get signatures.
Oh, the city's
but
putting it on. Yeah,
it is
yeah.
a significant cost. I don't remember how much. $500,000 it cost us to put the last measure on. $500,000.
Oh, man.
And, yes. So it's not a minimal expense, and we would never put anything in the charter that would... need to be changed on a regular basis. It's just not practical.
I don't want our people to pay money.
It's like adding an amendment to the Constitution. US
yes,
Constitution.
Exactly.
It's like
exactly.
That. Yeah,
exactly.
It's that difficult.
So you're okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you more
about
that. One
of the things that, because we had a big, the Measure K, that involved a long time period of time and went over a lot of different issues. And one of the guiding issues is that if it's something that's going to be coming up a lot, like campaign contribution limits and all that, probably best left for the municipal code.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and state law changes sometimes on that too,
yeah.
So we have to update it not just for the amounts, but also for state law changes as well.
I'm just still learning and processing our jurisdiction, so.
I mean, it is similar if you think of it. It's like the state constitution versus statutes, right?
Okay.
Those are very different. Like, right, the constitution is... like the things that are kind of like set in stone for hopefully forever or at least for a significant amount of time.
Our charter hasn't changed in over 20 years, right?
It just changed.
Or
we've had
because we just passed the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had multiple changes, like small changes.
But before that?
Oh, yeah. We had listed them all in our staff report. There had been, I think, 12 to 14 changes in the last 30 years or something, or 40 years.
I don't know where I got that.
City attorney becoming an elected position, that was a change?
That was 2012.
There's been a discussion, that was a change, that it became, Glenn became the first elected city attorney, and that's a discussion as to whether there may be someone floating.
Undoing it?
Yes. Yeah.
On what? On making it appointed?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, going back?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
That goes to the whole issue of
how many people actually know what a city attorney actually
does? Not very many.
Literally. People don't even know it's an election.
So why are they voting on it then?
There are 7 elected city attorneys in the state of California.
7?
Over, yeah, hundreds of cities, and there are 7 that are elected.
What's the nearest city that has it?
San Diego.
Okay. And yeah, aside from that, so, that's it?
Sanity doesn't run south, I guess. So.
Yeah. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Long Beach. I can't remember.
That's interesting. 7?
Wow. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
The whole state.
Wow. You figured after San Diego did it that...
Everybody else
citizens
jump on.
The citizens in Chula Vista should have learned something.
Yeah, it worked out so well. There have been issues with that.
Right now, they're lucky they have a very good one. So, and we were lucky here that we had a really good one too. So, but that's not always the case. So, and we're lucky here because both of the candidates would actually they know how to do the job. So. Can't say anymore.
I'm biting
my tongue. I can't.
So, any other comments, commissioners? All right. It is 6:57 p.m. I'm adjourning this meeting to the next
special meeting to be determined.
Hopefully, we will get a date by the end of the day tomorrow.
We'll send out an email, depending on what everyone's responses are.
So keep your eyes open for emails, guys.
I'll drop everything.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
I hope not in Hawaii when it happens.
Oh, we won't do it while you're in Hawaii.
It's going to be in March.
When are you
thinking? I got time to get ready for date night.
March 18th.
March 18th.
Yeah, let's get them.